Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash.
Hey guys, Justin Hermes here with RE/MAX Properties. My cell phone number is 719-232-1063 and my email, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. And our online website, thehermesteam.net. All right, folks, title of the show is VRBO, the good, bad, the ugly. Before we get into it, we're going to give out some exciting news. Stuff that you probably don't even know is going on downtown. Bristol is coming in downtown. They're taking over a building that's a rancher right now. It's got 8 offices. That's Cascade and Sierra Madre. It's right by the warehouse and A&B Bank there. Okay, so take a look at that. Drive by. This south end of Colorado Springs is blown up. Atomic Cowboy opened up. It's a total resurgence of South Tejon. If you see a crane down there, that's a 5.5-story apartment with underground parking. Out-of-state investors are doing that. Also had the Denver Biscuit open up down there. It's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm telling you, they're gearing up for the stadium. In 2020, the Switchbacks will be playing right there. Downtown, they'll have the action. That's why these guys are investing, and Bristol's coming in, and they're going to get a piece of the cake as well. And I don't think that's the last of it. There's going to be more restaurants, more bars coming in. All right, so that's why there's an issue with the VRBO, right? All the people getting into real estate, they want to do investments. VRBO, they say, gets the most return over long-term rentals, which I can say, yes, that's true, but the short-term rentals, you're going to make more money, right? I mean, you're charging probably like $200 a night. VRBO, it's intriguing to people because, yes, you can make more money than you would with a long-term rental, okay? So the thing is, though, you got to be careful about how nuts you go on VRBO. And the towns realize that. It's a big dispute now. If you've been following city council, you'll see everyone's geared up about it. And they're kind of nervous that there are going to be too many regulations, okay? I think in between, a good mix is what you want, okay? So let's just look at it. Income-wise, in Colorado, from VRBO, Airbnb, $183 million in revenue. 1.2 million guests in 2017. Holy smokes, that's a lot. And yeah, Colorado is an exciting place to come visit. That's why people are digging in and they're getting in on the action. Okay, that's a 68% increase over last year. It's an exploding industry. 59% of the VRBO owners are women. 16% are 60 or older. Just giving you a little insight on the demographics there. Okay, now let's look at the top 10. Top 10 VRBO and Airbnb markets. Denver, $51 million in income. Breckenridge, $16.5 million. Colorado Springs, 2.1 million. Now, this is funny because then Boulder's got 14.1, Fort Collins 4, Steamboat 4.5, Keystone 3.6, Silverthorne 2.9, Vail 5.8, and then 2 million in Aurora. But when you just look at the guests staying, Colorado Springs comes in third, 72,000 guests. Boulder comes in at 67,000. So you can see, obviously, we're averaging way less per night than the other parts of Colorado. So typically an Airbnb host earns $8,100 in 2017, okay? So just a little food for thought there. We're third, but our income levels aren't nearly as high. And that makes sense. People are paying a premium to be in the mountains. We know that, okay? So Colorado Springs Planning Commission is deciding on a city code change. They want to collect sales tax for the city. They want to keep a registry of the Airbnb and VRBO properties. And they want to get a one-time fee of $120 for those owners to get a sales tax license. Okay? Peter Wysocki, that's the planning director. His department is working on crafting these regulations. Right now, we don't regulate. City of Colorado Springs, no regulations on VRBO. You know who I think's done a good job is Manitou. They've come in and they said, you can't be in a certain amount of feet of another VRBO or an Airbnb. And I believe in free trade, capitalism, but I do have to say, you got to have some regulations with VRBO and Airbnb. I wouldn't want my neighborhood just turning into short timers and, you know, hotel guests all the time. You got to put a limit on how many of them you can have in the town. Okay, helping out Waisaki is the Chamber and EDC, Bed and Breakfast Industry, the Visitors Bureau. So there's a lot of heads coming together here and finding the right resolution. Okay, the city says we need a registry because we need to know who to contact, noise complaints, if the property's not being taken care of. I think that is bogus because the long-term rentals, if you rent them out on your own, they don't know how to contact the owner. Instead of, I mean, maybe just write you a letter. But you can do the same thing if you find a VRBO owner. You find out where the mailing address is, you know, where the taxes go. So the real reason why the city is concerned about this, which is valid, comes down to money, okay? The city wants 3.12 sales tax and the 2% tax for LART. LART is lodgers, automobile, and rental tax, okay? Now, the city entered into an agreement on October 16 with Airbnb, and they collect those taxes, and they remit them to the city. But it doesn't include VRBO. Should they pay the taxes? Jory says no. I think they should. I mean, I think they should pay the taxes because you're running a business. Why aren't you paying taxes to the city? We're not talking 10%, right? We're talking 5.12%. It's not a lot of money. All right, so you want to run like a hotel and a bed and breakfast. You got to pony up and pay the taxes like they do. So when we look at the proposal, I did a lot of digging today, read through it all. My eyes are killing me because I did so much reading. Unbelievable. And we start the proposal here. Let's see what we're starting off with the top of it. And they start with, what's the definition of a short-term rental? And other cities and states have said a short-term rental is 30 days or less. Okay, now whether Colorado Springs will go with that number or not, could be 45, could be 60. I doubt it would be any larger of a number than that. But there has to be a definition of what a short-term rental is. Okay, and then getting a short-term rental permit. And they've just talked about the fee of getting the permit so far. And I think they need to go a step further. And they need to make sure that these permits are restricted by how many feet they are away from another Airbnb and VRBO. Because I want you to think about it, if it's your street and you got 10 VRBOs on your street, coming and going all the time, different people, different cars. I mean, that's what, I mean, people at home ownership, they want to get to know their neighbors. They don't want to feel like they're surrounded by hotels. So I'm a fan of that. Restricting the perimeter of that permit, okay? They go into the requirements of keeping or obtaining a permit. And here's another aspect of it. And they touched on this a little bit. If you violate the city codes, you got weeds up 5 feet tall in your yard, which I see driving around. If you have a violation, I don't even think it should be a warning. I think those permits should be such a privilege that if you have a violation, you're out. Done, you lose your permit, you can reapply in a year, but it opens it up for somebody else to have a permit. If you want to make the money and you want to play ball in the VRBO market, then you need to have a landscaper who watches the yard. You need to make sure the house is painted. You need to make sure there's not trash. It's just like having a property manager. You got to have somebody looking after your investment. Number one, for yourself. Number two, if you care about the town and your neighbors, for them as well. Okay? Number four of the proposal, they want to obtain the sales tax license, which we talked about. So there's going to be a registry, and they want it to be up to fire code. That's great. We need that, obviously. We need it to be safe, and I do think people should obtain a sales tax license. And then finally, they said no signage is allowed for short-term rentals. And I can agree with that, too, because, I mean, do people really want to have signs sitting out in front of the yard all year? Okay. So my take on it is a lot of people are up in arms. They're upset about the VRBO decision city council's making. And, you know, my thinking really is you're making an extra probably $5,000 to $6,000 at the end of the year by doing the VRBO Airbnb. And I guarantee you, you're having a ton of headaches out of doing it. Because I know people who do it, and it's not easy. They're moving people in and out constantly. Cleaners, you're dealing with people canceling. And, you know, you got to have people who are meeting the people who are staying at the property. So it's not as seamless as you would think. So my thing is, rent it out long term. I mean, I have long term rentals. You rent it out long term. So what? You lose the extra $5,000 or $6,000 you could have had, but you don't have somebody calling you every week, moving in and out and getting cleaners in and out. And to me, I think that's worth $5,000 or $6,000 to have a long term rental where you're not dealing with the constant VRBO action. Now, I know some people who say, well, I'm older and I want something to do. Well, that's different then. I mean, you probably enjoy meeting new people, having them into your house and whatnot. So, but for the average person who's working, I just wouldn't suggest getting in to the VRBO market. You know, I've thought about it. I've done research and I just don't see the positive side. Okay. So what do we take away from this? And the city has seen this in a lot of areas. How do we regulate? How do we make sure transportation is done right? And these are growing pains, right? I mean, when you're growing as fast as we are, these things are going to come up. And as we grow, we need to adapt. And we need to have regulations such as these, okay? Not where they're overburdening, where they're discouraging the free market, but where we're keeping people in check and going, yeah, it's not the Wild West. You can't have 10 VRBOs and not be paying any tax on them and not being held accountable. Look at what Manitou did. I think they did a great job with their VRBO situation over there. And they realized it. They want to protect that community. And that's good. They feel passionate about Manitou enough that they don't want to see it turn into a bunch of bed and breakfasts. Okay? And be a good neighbor, because that's what it comes down to. You're doing a VRBO, make sure you're doing it right if you're going to do it. Because otherwise, it's a fast way to tick off your neighbors. Okay? So we're looking at, you got to register. We need a certain amount of permits. You have to keep the property up. Any violations, you could lose your license. You got to pay taxes. And short-term rentals can be good if they are regulated. Are they always good? No. You can't say that. Are they always bad? No. There's positives and negatives to both. If you have questions about the VRBO market, call me. 719-232-1063. And I think better than the VRBO market, it's like the call I got today. I got a house up for rent up in Forest Meadows by Penrose North. And it was from an insurance company. And they said, we're willing to go up $500 from what you're asking at $1,800 for a six-month rental. Oh, there's those. They're out there. You know, so you want to do a short-term rental, do a six-month and get somebody who's building, who's going to pay a premium, or someone who's displaced because of a fire or flooding in their house, okay? Always a different way to skin the cat. Thanks for joining me, and we'll talk to you next time. 719-232-1063. Thanks.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.